I'm Tamara.
And I'm still Rao.
And welcome to the Halloween episode.
What did it say? Did it say bitch?
It said inch. Ah. I thought it said rich.
Welcome to the Halloween episode of Feel From Friends podcast, where we have an app on Tamara's phone that the ghosts talk to us through. And I thought it called us bitches, but it said itch.
Inch. Like one inch.
Inch. Sorry.
Yeah, it's called Ghost Radar, and if you hear a voice talking, that's what it is.
If I scream at the top of my lungs, I'll try not to, because last time I did that, I broke one of our microphones, but...
So welcome to our Halloween episode. This one's going to be a little different.
It's going to be a debaucherous free-for-all.
Yes. We have some scary stories we're going to read, some funny stories, some Amazon reviews.
It's an absolute free-for-all. It's whatever the fuck we want to do because it's our holiday. Like. And the ghost approves because it says like. Maybe you should put that closer to the mic, or maybe that'll mess it up.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the like feedback.
We will just let you know what ghost says.
Oh my god, that's kind of scary.
The ghost likes it though. I think my house ghost is into Halloween in a big way.
Yeah.
Also, we have to make sure to keep Lulu away from all these candles because she will catch on fire like a big bundle of pumpkin tinder. Yeah. She's wearing a pumpkin costume.
Yeah. Go on our Instagram or TikTok to see these cute little outfits. Who is Jeff?
My dad's name is Jeff.
You better check.
I did it
him.
Again. Okay. I'm sorry. It really fucking freaks me out. Jeff. Should I text my dad? Just be like, are you okay?
The ghost in my house.
No reason.
He won't like that.
Okay. I'll text him after. Okay. What did he say?
Flow.
Are you on your flow? The ghost, no, Tamara is in her menses.
I was literally just thinking about it.
All right. This is so creepy. This fucking thing is on one today. We could just do a whole episode of this. Talking to the ghost in my guest
I am so
bedroom.
Scared. This pillow has to be on my back. Okay.
Okay. That'll protect you.
I know.
Just like the thin blanket will protect us from the sleep paralysis demons.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we have all the topics in a hat here, and we're going to draw out of the hat and see what kind of story we're going to do. We had to add some funny stuff in there, mostly because I'm a baby and I will be so scared if we just continue to do scary stories.
I was trying to find like the scariest of the scary, and I was just like, wow, these are all so lame. So
it's hard to find. Most of them that I found, like... they're from like Reader's Digest or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to fully read them because
I was looking at like things that are like 1 minute read or less because that's a lot.
So is there anything you'd like to say before we get started?
Yes.
Okay.
Firstly, it is mid-October. Have you watched any scary movies this month? I'm going to say no because you are not a movie slut.
I know. No, I did watch Nightmare Before Christmas yesterday.
Does that count as a Halloween movie?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So that's the only scary movie you've watched this month?
Yes. What about you?
I started out this month strong. Tried to do the whole like...
Keep what?
Keep them dogs quiet. Oh my God. What if my dogs are barking at the ghosts?
That's what I was thinking.
Ah! Okay. Anyways, I started out the month strong. I was trying to watch like a scary movie every day or at least a couple scary movies a week. Mm-hmm. And I have failed miserably. But the movies that I did watch this month, I See You on, I think it was on Netflix. I made notes and then I briefly forgot them.
I can't watch scary movies by myself.
Because Matt doesn't watch them.
Yeah, Rich won't watch them with me either.
Well, maybe we can get together. They can watch My Little Pony and we can get together and watch some scary movies. Okay. So yeah, I watched I See You, which was really, really good. And then I watched Malevolent, which I remember nothing about. So that must mean it's not that good.
Okay.
And then I watched another one that was really good, but I don't remember what it was called. So
that was helpful.
Thank you. But I am trying to watch that Fall of the House of Usher.
No idea.
Do you have Netflix still?
Yes.
I just came out. What it is? Greece.
Greece.
As in as in the city.
Spelled like, yeah, the city. The city.
Weird. The is Greece a country? Greece, Rome?
No.
No? Italy? I don't know. Oh, wait, no. Greece is a country.
Yeah.
God, I'm so sorry. Grecians. No, The Fall of the House of Usher just came out on, like, Netflix, and it's got all the same people from The Haunting of Hill House,
mm-hmm.
and it's really good so far. And it's, like, a Edgar Allan Poe, like, it's got all of his poems mixed into, like, each episode is, like, named after one of his, like, famous poems.
Mm-hmm. I was able to watch The Haunting of Hill House by myself, but I could only do it during the day.
Now, was it fully dark in your house? Did you see all the little ghosts in the background?
No. I mean, Tamara. I saw a few of them. I know. I saw a few, but...
They're starting to incorporate the little hidden ghosts into mm-hmm. The Fall of the House of Usher. Although they're not, like, as hidden as the ones in Haunting of Hill House. And I'm just like, yeah! I love it so much. Because once you do see them, you're just like, ah! Like I was sitting with Matt and I saw like the figure and I was literally telling him, oh my God, like the same people that wrote the show did Haunting of Hill House and they're the ones, remember, they're the ones with the haunted ghosts. And then I like put my hand up and I was like, behind that guy. That was so ridiculous.
But, that's why he won't watch movies with you.
Oh, he doesn't watch movies with me because I'm a fucking blabbermouth and I'm just constantly like, why do you think he does that? Why do you think that guy wears that? Why do you think they're walking that way? You got anything else?
No. Want to get started on our crazy, creepy, whatever we're calling them, funny.
For sure,
scary.
Who goes first?
You can go first.
ASMR. See if I can read my own handwriting. We've got a funny. All right, so Tamara has chosen me my first funny, and I'm going to read it. It looks like it's an Amazon review. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the middle of the night in my two-bedroom apartment. I find me roommate, that's what it says, passed out face down on the wooden floor. I think nothing of it and go back to sleep. The next morning, I wake up to go to work, and there's a homeless guy asleep on my couch. My roommate woke up, still drunk, and had made friends with a bum. And this is the second time he let a stranger off the street just stroll in and pass out. Great. Now, you're probably thinking, what does that have to do with my arts and crafting? Well, I bought this product and proceeded to cover everything my roommate owns in glitter. Every t-shirt, every book, every pair of shoes. His bed. I covered his entire life in glitter. He will have glitter in every crevice of his existence until he dies. Did some track out all over my apartment? Yes. Does the carpet look like a Care Bear fought it all over it? Yes. Did he threaten to kill me? Sure. But will he ever let another stranger sleep on the couch? No. And will I ever have to worry about a random guy off the street murdering me in the night? No. All for the security of just $12.44. Unbelievable. Staggering value. Can't recommend enough. So. This is for what appears to be a bottle of glitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a giant bottle.
And the title of the review is Great for More Than Just Arts and Crafts.
Yeah, 16 ounces of glitter.
Multicolor.
All right,
it's Tamara's turn.
I have a blank piece of paper.
It is not blank! Is it blank? I didn't mean to.
I don't know what that says.
Funny.
Okay.
I told you my handwriting is shite.
funny. Okay. Okay. I'm glad it's a funny one.
Well, then we're going to save all the fucking scary ones for the end.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a funny story?
Yeah. Well, okay. Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly. All right. Okay. So, this was a creepypasta. It's supposed to be funny, but it's a surprise to me. This is a call for help. I don't know how much longer I have. My iPad, my last connection to the outside world, is down to 10%. And a few more minutes to send out this desperate message is all I have left. You see, I'm stuck here. And I guess I'll have to fill you in on exactly how I got stuck in this shitty situation. It was an ordinary day. I woke up, got ready for the day, ate breakfast, school, homework, you know, the daily routine. As per my routine, to finish the day, I was to take a shit. So I did. I don't know where this is going.
Oh, good.
Before anything else, I have to say that my bathroom is different from others for reasons I don't know.
It's a different sentence.
Oh.
For reasons I don't know.
For reasons I don't know, the owner had a stall for the toilet, like those you'd find in those shitty public bathrooms. Shitty? I mean, it's in all public bathrooms.
But they are shitty compared to home bathrooms. Yeah.
Perhaps he didn't want to see his fucked up face in the mirror the toilet faced.
That's fair.
It didn't really matter, though. I've gotten used to closing and locking the stall every time I use the toilet.
Why would you lock the stall if it was in your own house?
I know. Oh, maybe it, like, swings in.
Maybe.
Okay. I hate those. That's horrible. It didn't really matter, though. I've gotten used to closing and locking the stall every time I use it. I just read that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a force of habit or an obsessive compulsion to use everything I come across. That doesn't make sense. Next to the stall was a window and a narrow ledge where I put all my tissue.
The ledge, toilet paper.
Yeah. The ledge caused a small gap between the stall door and the window. Great for stuffing more tissue or the occasional magazine I'd bring along. In a gap between the stall and the window?
Yeah, this is a little weird.
Nothing absolutely extraordinary or strange, but it was different. Anyway, I pulled my pants down, sat, and felt the cold plastic on my bare ass. With nothing left to do but let nature take its course, I pulled out my iPad and started reading. Of course, I started reading some creepypasta. It was late, quiet, and I was all alone. A perfect time to get a few goosebumps.
Is it?
As I was reading and literally getting the shit scared out of me, I noticed a faint scratching on the stall door. It was as if a dog was scratching the flimsy plastic door, except it was a shower.
It was not a shower. Tamara.
Except. I never said I could read. That's ridiculous. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Scratching the flimsy plastic door. Except it was slower, more deliberate. It stopped moments after I noticed it. I was unnerved. I didn't have a dog. It couldn't have been the wind. These noises could have been fake. I was scared as fuck, but I dismissed it. It must have been the plastic flexing from the temperature. Yeah, that was it. I continued to read. I was almost done shitting, to be honest, but I couldn't just leave my seat without finishing the story. Then I heard a drop, a soft thud. Can't. The stack of tissues wedged between the door and the window collapsed. It fell forward out of my reach. I checked the window outside. The night was still as it could be. It couldn't have been the wind. It was something else. Something from the inside. No, no, I was scaring myself. I slowly chuckled to myself. The roles were probably just unbalanced in the first place. So I continued. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong, though. I set aside my iPad and slowly unlocked my stall. I gave it a slight push, but it wouldn't budge. I reasoned that it must have been rusty. I pushed harder and harder and harder, as hard as my seated position could muster. Yet, it wouldn't move. It was as if someone on the other side was pushing back, holding me here. I was panicked. Some malevolent force was keeping me here. I knew what was to happen next. I would be killed, or flayed, or mutilated, or driven to insanity. The scratching began again, louder, louder, louder. I could feel the plastic slowly being ripped to pieces. I swear it was toying with me, and then I saw it, a hand, if you could call it that, crept up into the gap, reaching in. This was it. The hand was a rotting shade of green and gray, like it had just freshly dug itself out of the grave. It was putrid and overpowered the already foul smell of the stall. Its slender, bony fingers ventured into my stall, grasping for something, seeking to rend the flesh from my bones. I was frozen in fear. Imagine an end like this, caught with my pants down, found dead on a toilet. The hand inched closer and closer. I could almost feel the cold death permeating from its cold, pale flesh. I was ready to die. It suddenly rushed. I closed my eyes and screamed. Tears came out of my eyes. Sweat came out of every single pore. Hell, I even pissed myself on the toilet. As I waited a few seconds, a few slow, agonizing minutes, I did nothing. I mustered up my courage and opened my eyes. It was gone. I was saved. I breathed deeply. No, I wasn't ready to die, and I'm glad I didn't. I pushed the door once more and was greeted by an empty bathroom. It took me a while, but eventually I realized my tissue. It was gone. All of it. This is a call for help. Please, somebody save me. I like triple ply.
Okay. God. It was a long stroll to get there.
His iPad's dying, okay? Credit to Yurik Victorino from Creepypasta. Okay. Rel, your turn.
Hoping for a scary. Another funny. We're going to get all the funnies before.
We have another funny from Creepypasta. It was past midnight now, and I still had a while until my destination. The girl I picked up an hour ago was asleep in the sleep. No.
Deep breath.
The girl I picked up an hour ago was asleep in the seat beside me. She was a hitchhiker. I couldn't leave a teenager alone at night in the pouring rain. Not the pouring rain.
That comes later.
I had to pick her up. She seemed pretty happy that someone was finally giving her a ride. I didn't know her real name, only that her friends called her Joe. She looked so calm, so peaceful. Her brown hair obscured half of her gorgeous face. Her lips flexed in a barely noticeable smile. She must have been having a nice dream. I tried to remember the last dream I had, but no luck. And then I felt it. A feeling I hadn't felt in a long time. A terrible, ugly feeling. I looked down at the girl as I drove, hoping her smiling face might help me overcome and not give in to the demon within. But I could feel it clawing to get out. Didn't want to. I couldn't. I needed to get the girl out of the car. But that would take too long, and it would happen before then. I continued to struggle, fighting an inner battle. Then, no, I couldn't contain it. It happened. I let out the most monstrous fart I'd ever released. It was legendary. It was the kind of thing kids would tell stories about to scare younger kids. I reluctantly looked to see if the beast that escaped my body had woken the girl. It hadn't, but the smile had faded, and she looked to be having a nightmare now. Oh, God. Credit to Jordan D. from Creepypasta.
All right, now it's my turn. Let's go scary. Come on. This one feels scary. Oh, it's scary.
Thank God. I'm like, I only did 6 and 6.
Okay, my first scary story. This is from Travel Channel.
Ooh. Is this a realsy?
Let's go with yeah. The title is The Walking Dead.
That TV show?
Yeah.
Also, side note, our friend's been silent since Greece.
He went on a vacation.
Must be raiding the fridge.
I'm a psychiatric nurse, and early in my career, I worked at a residential mental health facility. One of our residents was an elective mute, which means that he didn't, wouldn't, or couldn't talk. But there were no medical reasons as to why. He had spoken earlier in his life and, in fact, seemed quite normal back then, with the exception of being close to 7 feet tall. He'd been raised in the Deep South and joined the military when he was 19, but one night, he vanished. He was declared AWOL and eventually was declared missing and dead. 10 years later, a 7-foot-tall man walked into a VA hospital emergency room in my part of the Midwest and said to the receptionist, "My name is Marion Duchesne," not the real name. Why didn't she make it easier to read then? "And I've been dead for 10 years. Those were the last words he ever spoke. He was covered with dust, and he was wearing the same clothes he had been reporting to be wearing the night he vanished. His social security number had not been used, and he had no identification on his person. However, they were still able to identify him, I guess via fingerprints. The family was notified, but they said they had already grieved their lost man, and whomever was claiming to be him simply could not be. They demanded not to be contacted again. Marion paced all day every day, moving his mouth that looked like talking or muttering, but no sound ever came out. He had an unnerving habit of throwing his head back with his mouth wide open as if he were laughing heartily."
That's how I laugh. That's my Oprah laugh.
"But not even a breath could be heard. If I talked to him, he appeared to listen, periodically throwing his head back in laughter, mimicking way of his. Various medications were tried, but they did not affect him either positively or negatively. Occupational therapy did nothing because Marion would just grin, and unless told to stay put, he'd get up and start pacing again. On my last day at that job, the last thing I saw was Marion pacing in the parking lot, throwing his head back to laugh. Later, I wondered if all along I'd been dealing with a ghost. All these years later, I still don't know." So yeah, that was probably a true story.
Ew!
Yeah.
So, he was like laughing, but like without making any noise?
Yeah.
He was just like, ah! That's horrifying. I don't like that. Ew.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that his family was like,
"You're dead.
Yeah, that's not him. Don't even go look."
Read.
Your turn. Shake.
Gosh, I'm gonna get another fucking funny. Scary! Oops. Oh my god, I just put the hat on the candle.
Great.
This story is called The Death March. Hear a baby crying.
I heard that too.
Oh my god. What? Is it a baby crying or is it Murphy? Murphy doesn't cry like that.
Great.
The Death March from the Travel Channel. My dad used to work as a corrections officer at a rural prison. I hate that word. He drove the perimeter of the property for his entire shift, where he would check empty buildings for runaway inmates. It was generally a boring job. One night, my dad was parked on a hill reading a magazine when he started to feel a thumping in his body. He described it as the feeling you get when speakers are playing a song with a really heavy bass. I hate that. I also hate that. I hate a lot of things in this story.
I hate the way bass is spelled because it definitely says bass.
Bass. He put the magazine down and checked his rearview mirror where he saw someone outside the truck. He grabbed his pistol and jumped out of the truck with his weapon drawn. Outside the truck, he realized it was a procession of Native Americans walking through the truck and directly through his seat, only to disappear at the exact spot he was sitting.
He said it was clear they were ghosts because many of them appeared injured. This went on for a few seconds, and then the whole procession disappeared. He called the other perimeter guy on his walkie to try to explain, and the other guy almost immediately stopped communicating. Turns out, the other guy had seen this happen before, but didn't believe in ghosts, so he wouldn't talk about it.
So, that reminds me of, what's this called, the Death March? In Hawaii, it's called the Night Marchers or something.
Why is that?
They protect the island. Did you listen to Radio Rental, that podcast?
No. Oh, man. Everybody keeps telling me to, and I can't. I have this thing where I can't start a new podcast until I finish one.
Well, you have one on deck.
I have so many on deck.
There's this one story of this girl who was doing, like, a marathon or some crazy running thing in Hawaii, and she was having some issues, and with her foot, and she was having to stop the race, which is something that she had never done before. It was like a huge deal to her. Like, you don't quit the race, you keep going. You've traveled all the way to Hawaii. But anyway, it was like a beautiful scenery, and she had her friend take some pictures of her. And later on, in one of the pictures, there's like this man in like the brush behind her, and it's so scary. And then, you know, someone realized it was actually a live photo that she took from, you know, an iPhone. And when they played it, the thing moved. I'm so scared. I just got goosebumps.
Do you think it was a person though?
I don't know.
How do they know it wasn't a real person who was dressed scary?
Yeah. Google it, because...
Oh, it's on Google?
Yeah. I've watched the video, and he, like, kind of steps up. Oh, it's so, so creepy. And she's just running by him and has no idea. But that's what people speculated, that it was, you know, the night watchman, I think. Night watchman. Yeah. Oh, so creepy. Okay.
All right, what's it called?
I have chills. Sorry. The Night Watchman. Rel's gonna watch it.
Are you sure it's called that?
No.
Is that it? It's so creepy.
Oh my god, we're looking at the pictures. It's so creepy. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That looks fake as fuck. How do we know that that's not just like an indigenous tribe?
Yes.
That doesn't mean they're ghosts. That just looks like a normal tribes person.
It's so scary. It does not look like a normal person.
It doesn't look like a ghost.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, she's like facing it almost.
Yeah. They're like, hey, why are you here?
That picture doesn't scare the freaking crap out of you?
Oh, it scares the shit out of me, but I don't think it's a ghost. It's not see-through or anything.
Ghosts don't have to be see-through.
I don't know. I've never seen a ghost that I know of. I mean... There was one time I thought I saw a ghost, but she wasn't see-through. She was probably just like a drug addict on her way through my yard.
Okay, that was scary.
Which part?
You talking.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay, well, we couldn't find the video. I found the picture. Rel thinks it's just a person. It scares the shit out of me.
I think it's just a tribesman.
But, yeah, it's the Night Marchers.
In yeah. Hawaii.
They're, spirits of chiefs, warriors, and guardian spirits that march between sunset and sunrise.
And on the trails to scare runners.
Yeah.
Caucasian runners who aren't indigenous to the land.
Okay, I think it's my turn.
It is. Give it a shake.
Shakey shake. Well, I think that says funny.
Let's see.
I think your dog wrote that, maybe.
I told you. My handwriting is suffering lately.
Oh, I turned off our little...
You did. But he wasn't saying anything anyways. He got stuck on Greece.
I told you he went on vacation.
I wonder if I put that on my phone, would he read the same shit?
I hope not. That's terrifying.
All right. Ooh, what's that?
Oh. It's an ad.
Oh, my God. What's this app called?
Ghost Radar. And as you get older,
that's really scary.
The way you were like, oh,
it's taking over. Oh, there's Ghost Detector. 4,
Fort? Fort? What did it
say? Oh, it's another fucking ad.
No, but it said it. It said it. It
said four. Four.
Yep, that's the word. Four. Okay.
Ghost radar detector?
Yeah, it's red. Roan?
It's not even a word,
I used to live off of a street called Roan. It's creepy.
That spelling?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Tamara, what app are... What app? Is it... Well, now he's paying attention.
Oh, God.
Are you paying attention, ghost?
Oh, I'm getting creeped out again now. Oh, was that your foot? I'm so sorry.
Yes. This is free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm over here like...
Ugh. I again have goosebumps.
Ellen.
Ellen.
You said who? I again have goosebumps, and I think that sounds like Ellen.
Again? Ellen?
Again, Ellen.
Okay.
I'm always thinking of food. Tell me something else.
I am hungry, ghost. Okay. For this funny... we have a cryptid horror erotica.
It's going to be great.
Like, summary of a book. And the book's called The Goatman. The Goat... It scared me so
much. Afraid.
Ah, it's just an ad still.
I knew it's what it did to me. Oh my God.
Standard.
What did it say? Standard?
Standard. New York.
Okay.
That's mine.
Let's start. Hi, gosh. Okay.
I'm going to turn my volume down though.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. This book is called The Goat Man Cometh.
She's gonna read a fucking book summary. That's why we love her. Okay.
Naive Anna.
Said nobody.
The ghost interrupted me. Naive Anna Kingsley leaves college and enters the wild when she decides to hike the rocky trail of the state park.
Tamara, what? Sorry. Yours said soil, mine said rope. Oh, it's like a hanging waiting to happen. Sorry.
Okay. We're going to listen to this. It's going to be funny. But what horrors are lurking in these woods? She has no idea. And what they can do to her, she's about to find out. The goat man is known and feared across America for his eerie ability to change shape and mimic voices. He isn't as notorious.
Bus.
He isn't as notorious for his passionate animal lovemaking, but after Anna's trip off the beaten path, that might be about to change.
There's activity on your patio.
Yeah, there's always activity.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so here's an excerpt. Yes.
Here we go. Everybody get wet.
Gross. Things like this didn't come easy for her, at least not usually. So why was Anna now so confident in moving her body against the goat man's?
Rise. Even, is what the ghost said. Yeah.
Even with his more familiar form, he was an eerie alien, wild.
Ask.
It said ask!
That was the scariest laugh I've ever done. That was not.
Heed,
okay.
You also did just say heed.
Yeah, I did. Kissing the goat man was a new thing. Grinding against him was certainly new. Anna let her instincts take over and guide her in this dance of body with body, surrendering to the novelty of how oddly natural it all felt.
Tamara, this is porn.
That next paragraph is porn.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Read it. You already started.
No, I'm not going back.
This is why I said no erotica. There's nowhere to stop it.
The goat man groaned.
Ugh.
That made her smile and nuzzle his neck.
Ew.
The groan turned into a low moan of pleasure.
Oh.
Gosh.
What?
Anna nipped at his pulse, feeling it quicken under her playful teeth.
Ew, what?
Nipped at his pulse?
Like she nipped his neck?
I guess. I can't read that. Her hand.
I'll do it.
Her hand you got slid me going. Down from chest to abdomen, questing closer until she goat? Met long, shaggy fur and then yeah. something hard. It's a goat. It's a goat man.
Okay. So is goat man an actual cryptid? Or is this just yeah. like...
No, goat man.
I feel like this is just bestiality porn. Yeah.
I mean, like, to each their own, not yucking anyone's yum?
Unless it's bestiality, because well, don't I fuck mean, animals.
Yeah, don't fuck animals. But, I mean, he's half man, so.
Is he, though?
Had to get that
one. Did not specify. It just said, I hit something hard. It didn't say.
And furry.
A man's
long,
penis.
Shaggy fur.
Oh, my God.
All right, your turn.
Someone save me.
The goat man cometh.
God damn it. Can I redraw? It's another funny.
So I'm just assuming it's not the music teacher gift.
Right.
Okay. These are all several reviews of the same item. First review, 5 stars. Looks like a dog bone until it's used as a paperclip. Another review. Fun addition to the office. The girls laughed, were worth the buy, and they actually work well. Slightly larger than regular. Would recommend. Here's another one. Quote, dog bone, unquote. They are sure to get a laugh at the office.
So what are they exactly?
They are paper clips shaped like dog bones, but when you put them on a piece of paper, it just looks like a dick.
I saw one review where she said she gave them to her dad in his stocking.
Oh my God, those are so cute. That's so cute.
How about this gag gift? Describe that.
What's the picture? Say what it is?
Yeah.
This appears to be a very hairy older woman.
Man, that's a man.
That's a man?
Yeah. And what's he doing?
He's putting this lipstick on his lips, but it's like in the shape of a dick. And his review says, realistic, but it's also for men. Wish they had a black color.
You know what he's into.
That's fine. But except I have that exact lipstick and now I'm like grossed out.
Bought this for a gag gift at Christmas and it was a great laugh for everyone. My grandma opened it and that made it even more funny.
God damn it. Get him.
That lipstick was like the best lipstick ever and it's a great shape.
It is actually a really great shape. Like, yeah. Dick shape is the best shape. And the only thing I didn't like about the lipstick was the scent. But it was a really good shade, and it lasted forever, and it mm-hmm. didn't dry my lips out.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of loved that lipstick. I still have it. I still use it.
Me too. It's pretty old.
It is pretty old. How long ago did you get married?
4 years ago.
It's 4 years old. Yeah, we definitely need to burn that in a fire.
It's actually, it's old. Almost 5 years now.
Oh, my God. And then that was from your bachelorette party. So mm-hmm. that's, like, even further out. Yeah.
All right, so my turn.
Yes. Let's go. It's going to be, like, all scaries at this fucking point.
It
better be scary.
It is scary.
Yep, okay. Scary.
Okay. I am going with the Eerie Attic. I really struggle saying the word
eerie
attic.
Why do you say addict?
Yeah, so this is from readersdigest.com. Before reddit.com user Digs Dawes got down to recounting their scariest of ghost stories about living in a place that was obviously teeming with honest to goodness members of the spiritual world, they pointed out the irony of ghost stories that begin with the phrase, I don't believe in ghosts, but... What did he say?
Lewis.
Oh, I thought he said Loomis. I'm like... Okay. After all, no matter how a ghost story begins, it always hinges on the notion that, come on, of course we believe in ghosts. Everything is scaring us.
Scary.
A few years ago, I moved into a one-bedroom apartment in Melbourne. Australia.
Melbourne.
They went on to recall, it was my first time living on my own. The apartment block had been built in the 1930s. I had been there a few months when I came home from work one day and went into the bathroom and saw something strange. A wooden board, which had covered a hole in the ceiling that led to a small attic space, lay fractured in two pieces on the ground.
It said unit.
Unit. Oh, man.
Did you say unit?
I said apartment block. Yeah, I don't see unit anywhere on here, but still. Okay. The board was an inch thick, and it would have taken Bruce Lee to break it. I thought...
Bruce Lee's an actor!
I thought the landlord had sent someone to work on the attic. Chest.
Oh, it said chest.
He's complimenting you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
I thought the land whore... The land whore?
Don't look a land whore in the mouth.
I thought the landlord had sent someone to work on the attic. I was frozen stiff with fear. Someone is up there for sure, I thought. I emailed pictures to the landlord asking if anyone had been there, with an undertone of annoyance since she hadn't warned me. Her reply was, please call me as soon as you're able to. That's fucking creepy. I called and she explained that her last two tenants had said the same thing happened. She promised to replace the board and she did. A month later, I woke up one night around 4 a.m. I'm scared. My body was covered in goosebumps. I felt like someone was rubbing his or her hands on me. Everything was silent, but then I heard a dragging sound coming from above my bed as if someone was pulling a sack of potatoes. I froze, convinced someone was up there. There is no way an animal could make that sound. After 5 minutes, I worked up the courage to turn on the light, armed myself with a cricket bat, and walked to the bathroom. That's when I saw that the new board covering the hole was broken in two. I felt sick. The dragging sound had stopped, but I heard something else. Whispering. The sound was clear and coming from the attic. It sounded like children's voices, and I could hear one sentence repeated over and over again. It's your turn. It's your turn.
Sorry, Lulu.
I switched on every light in the apartment to make things feel normal. It was 5 a.m. and dark outside. I watched TV to try to unwind. Then a fuse blew. Oh, great.
My pet budgie.
My pet budgie.
What's that? What's a budgie?
Dexter, whom I kept in the kitchen. Budgie. It's probably Australian slang for something. He usually never made a sound at night, but he started squawking like he was being strangled.
Oh, I would not like that.
Some kind of bird, I guess. I'd never heard
it was a dog.
I'd never heard him make those sorts of noises. He was screaming. I grabbed my car keys, ran out, sat in my car, and waited there till the sun came up.
Did you leave the budgie there?
Yes.
What a jerk.
I know. When I saw people walking their dogs, this comforted me enough to go back in. The front door was open. But I figured every time it scares you, what did it say?
Daily.
Daily. Okay.
Sorry.
The front door was open.
I squeezed Lulu so hard she got scared too.
But I figured I might have forgotten to close it when I ran out. I went to the kitchen to check on Dexter, but he wasn't in his cage.
No! Sorry.
I felt sick again. All my windows were closed, so I looked everywhere inside. When I walked to the bathroom, I heard splashing. Dexter was half drowned in the toilet. I took him out, washed him, and dried him. I was so confused. Well, that's what you... Why didn't you take it with you? At 8 a.m., I called the landlord and gave her a watered-down version of the night. Oh, wow. You heard the whispering, too? She said. I stayed in that apartment for another 18 months. Why? I heard the whispering on a few occasions, and twice the board covering the hole in the ceiling moved.
Ew! I really hate that.
And oh, how did it break without him hearing it when he was asleep?
I really hate that. I wonder what happened in that apartment before.
That just made me nauseous thinking of that.
What?
I don't know. It's scary.
You know what's scary? There's a lot of things that happen in apartments before people live there. Did you watch that episode of, like, Paranormal Witness or something like that about the, I've talked to you about the girl in the box, right?
Maybe. I don't remember things.
I sure don't remember her name. But it was the girl. She was kidnapped. And the guy had, like, fitted a box for her head. And then, like kidnapped her and, like, kept her under his bed and shit like that. With his girlfriend. They lived at this apartment.
Did his girlfriend know about it?
Yes. She was, like, totally in on it until, like, the very end. And then, like, I guess her and, like, other girl ran away. But, they, like, rented an apartment while they were doing all this shit. And then, like, after they moved, you know, like, nothing was changed in that apartment. And nobody knew anything was going on because they didn't get caught until, like, way later. And now they're on that episode of Paranormal Witness, and apparently ghost of another girl who, like did go missing around that time and is suspected of being murdered by this couple.
That's disgusting.
It's pretty wild. I wish I could remember what it's called. I know it's connected to the girl in the box case. Janice something is the bitch's name. It's on my phone. I literally have the book.
Oh, God.
On my phone.
Your turn.
Fucking funny again. I'm the funny gal, apparently. Is this a funny?
Here is a funny pasta. Don't read this because it actually works. Now you've started reading. You can't stop. A girl named Kathy drowned to death. If you email or repost this comment to 3 more videos, tomorrow will be the best day of your life. If you don't repost this comment on at least 3 videos, Kathy will come for you when you're sleeping. This is so scary because it actually works when you're sleeping. This is so scary because Billy... Nope. This is so scary because...
It actually works.
Yep. Bill... Sorry. This is weird. Billy examined the message. He hummed and hawed over it, scratching his chin. On any other day, Billy would have done what the message said. After all, he didn't want to die within 3 days, and he didn't want to have the best day of his life tomorrow. But today was different. Today, Billy was 8 years old. Far too old to be dabbling with such nonsense. He had tried repeating similar messages in the past, and his only reward has been dozens of people on the internet sending him nasty replies. Probably dick pics. Hesitantly, Billy placed his mouse over the red X at the top right of the email and pressed it down. The email closed, and as it did, Billy felt shivers run down his spine. But Billy was too old to be scared by such nonsense. He got up from his chair and headed to the kitchen to find his mom. His mom was preparing a delicious tuna casserole, Billy's favorite. "Now, Billy," said his mom, taking the steaming casserole out of the oven. "Remember, this is lunch for tomorrow. Don't eat it before bed, or it'll give you nightmares." I don't know why she is Southern. Goes to her casserole. His mom left the room. "I'm going to work now. Make sure you're in bed in a few minutes, all right?" Billy nodded. Billy's mom left the house, and he heard a slam at the front door. Billy was all alone now. It was time for him to go to bed soon, and he didn't want to have any more frightening thoughts. But the casserole, it looked so good. Surely, thought Billy, a simple taste would have no effect on me. Billy took a step stool and sampled the irresistible tuna casserole. It melted into his mouth and filled Billy with a sense of euphoria. Surely another taste couldn't hurt. Billy cut himself a slice and took it to his bedroom. After messily devouring the meal, Billy fell asleep. Billy awoke with a start. He heard a noise in his room. It was creeping, sloshing sound, like the sound of a boot sinking into a muddy puddle. At first, Billy thought it was his mom coming home from work, but after checking the digital clock that glowed bright in the red darkness, he realized that his mom wouldn't be home for another few hours. The sloshing sound continued. Billy sat up straight, listening intently to whatever it could be. He crept downstairs and saw muddy footprints leading straight into the front hall of his house. He gasped.
Now Billy was frightened. Now Billy felt like a child, too young to be a part of such frightening world. He considered bolting out the front door, but Billy calmed himself down. Maybe it was simply his mother, home early after all. Billy crept after the footprints. Billy knew that his mother would never trek such a mess through his house, but Billy had to be sure. It's a lot of Billy talk.
Yeah. Jeez. Billy.
I hate that name.
Sorry, Billy's. The footprints came to a dead stop in the kitchen. Billy poked his head through the doorway and turned the lights on. There, sitting on the kitchen table, was a girl about his age eating the tuna casserole.
Bitch.
I know. Your mom made that, Billy. Her hair was matted, wet and black. Her skin fetid and rubbery, and her eyes glowed as red as his alarm clock upstairs. Billy gasped, startling up backwards and crashing against the wall, sliding to the ground. The girl got up off the table and steadily advanced towards him. What's wrong with you? She said. I'm just... Billy wouldn't listen to the she witch's horrible taunting. What a dick. He tore past her and grabbed the nearest weapon in the room. The tuna casserole. Using the brunt of the glass container. Oh, that would hurt. Yeah. He smashed it over the girl's head. A steady stream of blood poured from it, and the girl lifelessly collapsed to the ground. The tuna casserole was now spread all over the floor, messily decorating it with bits of cheese and fish. Ugh. Billy took a sigh of relief. At any moment now, the girl would evaporate into a puff of black smoke. However, the girl just lay there, lifelessly. Billy thought for a moment that he had made a mistake. He kicked the girl a bit, but she continued to lay there lifelessly. Looking outside, he noticed that it was raining, which probably explained her hair and her boots. Billy shook the girl frantically, but there was no response. Billy started to cry, and as he did, he noticed the girl stirring. Still not sure of what to think, Billy grabbed a piece of glass from the shattered casserole. Stop, dude! Don't do it! He grabbed it so hard that blood formed at the edge of his hand. The girl rose up, and one of her hands shot towards Billy. As she choked the life out of him, she reached down and began eating the tuna casserole. Billy awoke with a start. His chest puffed in and out as he steadied his thoughts. Looking around, he perceived that the previous events had all been a horrible dream. There was no crazy demon ghost after all. He sighed in relief, but noticed something wet on his hand. Looking at his hand, he saw the glass that he had taken from the tuna casserole and the blood that had formed after he pierced the skin by holding it too hard. Billy woke with a start. Before doing anything else, Billy looked at his hands. Completely clean, he thought. Absolutely no blood. No signs of conflict. Everything was right with the world. It was still dark out, but his mother would be home soon. Billy looked around and then let himself relax. Thank God I'm done with these nightmares, he said. Don't thank him yet, said a voice coming from the doorway. He looked up and saw the girl again, this time holding a butcher's knife. Billy awoke with a start. Not ready to be fooled again by this dream. He first checked his hands, clean, free of blood. He looked at the doorway, vacant, not a soul in sight. He held his breath and listened for muddy footsteps, but not a single one was heard. Terrified, Billy crept out of his bed and decided to wait on the couch for his mother to get home. He grasped the metal banister and began a slow descent downstairs. As he did, he looked around, desperate for signs of foul play. When none were spotted, Billy made it to the couch and waited for his mom to come home. After a few minutes of tense, nerve-wracking waiting, the door swung open, and his mom, back from her late-night shift, greeted him with a smile. What are you doing up so late? Sorry. Billy's eyes were filled with tears. I've been having these terrible nightmares, and I accidentally had some of the casserole, and
Billy's mom shook her head. Billy, you haven't been having nightmares. You are the nightmares. Billy's mom's head exploded into a writhing snake with matted wet hair and a venomous bite. Her arms twisted into laughing clown heads while the rest of her body oozed red pus. Billy screamed as it descended upon him. Billy awoke with a start. For a few hours, he was too afraid to do anything but silently sob to himself in his bed. He didn't care anymore. He just wanted the nightmare to be over. Billy knew that this was a nightmare. Sure, there were no signs to prove it, but there would be soon. Undoubtedly, there would be soon. Billy ran downstairs just as the front door opened. Billy, said his mother. I lost my place. Sorry. What are you doing racing down the house at this time of night? Billy ran past his mother, knowing that she would soon become a nightmare. Billy only had one destination. The Luger, is that what that is? That was hidden deep downstairs in a safe. Billy knew that he could get his hands on that gun. He could blow his brains out and his dream would be over. Wow, that got really dark. Jesus Christ. His mom chased after him, screaming things that a mother would scream. Like, get back here, Billy. You should be in bed by now. You ate the casserole, didn't you? Where are you going? Billy made her no mind and
made
headed.
Her no mind.
Yeah, it's just a person writing this. It's just a human. Billy made her no mind and headed into the basement. He spotted the safe. Billy's mom couldn't keep up with him and was only now walking after him. It would give him enough time to do what he needed to do. Billy knew the combination to the safe, although his mom thought that he didn't. The Luger was his father's, and now he planned on putting it to use. He inputted the combination and took the gun out of his place, right as his mother burst through the door into the basement. Billy! She cried, tears welling up in her eyes. Put that gun down this instant! Now! Now! Billy wouldn't follow for her tricks. He placed the gun to his temple and closed his eyes. Billy! Yelled his mother frantically. No! Billy pulled the trigger. The bullet went clean through his brain and his lifeless body fell to the floor. Wow, this is really dark. I guess I didn't read this whole thing. Yeah. Sorry, trigger warning, I guess. Ugh, gross. Literally. Literally. Billy's mom collapsed to her knees and cried, reflecting on what royally idiotic idea keeping the Luger downstairs and assuming Billy didn't know about it was. After hours of crying, she phoned the police. The police showed up and asked her questions, took her into custody. Billy's body was swept up and would be put in the newspaper. People from all over the world would wonder what brought this boy to such a tragic end. Ah, who are we kidding? Billy awoke with a start. He rubbed his temple and sighed. That is it! No more goddamn tuna casserole before bed! The end. Okay.
The voice.
Sorry. Credit to Greg. Jesus fucking Christ, Greg.
Greg.
That got like really dark at the end and I was like, should I even go on? But it was just a dream, but like, jeez. He has a very love-hate relationship with tuna casserole.
Gross. Have you ever had tuna casserole? I never have. I'm just calling it gross.
Okay. So, sounds gross. I don't eat tuna in any other capacity of my fucking life, but my mom and dad made tuna casserole for us when we were growing up, and it makes my mouth water. I don't know what it is. It's like the fucking like canned tuna, potato chips. I don't even know what other shit that they put in it. It was so good. It's just like one of those childhood things that like now sounds gross, but
it does sound gross.
All right, well, what's one of those fucking weird things that you eat that sounds disgusting? You eat Spam?
No.
Because that grosses me out.
Mm-mm.
What do you eat?
Tomato sandwiches.
I love tomato sandwiches. Okay. Tomato mayo? Yum.
Yeah, salt and pepper.
Love it.
I'm kind of hungry.
I'm also really hungry.
All I can think about is old Greg.
Old Greg?
Yeah, do you know who old Greg is?
Well, from like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
I don't know if
there's new Greg and there's old Greg.
So old Greg is, I think it's older than that. It's you have to watch the video, but all that's stuck in my head is I can't even say it. Okay. But it's like, you know when you get those phrases like repeating in your head over and over again?
No, I don't know what's going on. All that I
have repeating in my head is, I'm old Greg. I have a mangina.
Oh my God, Tamara. I don't.
You have to watch the video.
It might be one of those old YouTube holes I need to fall down again.
I don't know what it's from. He's like, on a boat. No.
He says, I have a mangina.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to see Bailey's in a shoe. What?
Bailey's in a shoe.
Nope. I got nothing.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
She gets to watch this.
Great. I'm over here thinking my crazy ex-girlfriend. I'm like, oh my God, you finally watched it so we could talk about it. But
I have watched it. I just don't remember it. I watched it like three
times.
Can
we like watch it again then? Because I have so much I want to talk to you about. I love that. And we can sing along together.
That's our next episode of Sing Along.
Don't even joke.
All right, my turn.
I love that. Period sex, put down a towel and party till it's dry. Period sex,
I got scary.
That's probably all that's left.
I kind of wanted funny. Let me look at the other one. I'm cheating.
You can pull another funny if you have one.
This is a review for a gift that a girl,
it looks like a pear,
gave to her dad. Boy, was he surprised. I watched his face go from curiosity to laughter the second he opened the little box and pulled out the soft, squishy sack. Who knew getting teabagged would be a family affair? That's for a like thing that holds loose tea and it's shaped like a ball sack.
Oh, it looks like a pear. Wow, what's that? A
pear. This
that's a dildo, right?
Nope. Fill this gizmo up with water or any other liquid to get started. Spin the balls to see how many pumps the player needs to perform, plus where they need to aim.
Oh my God,
it.
Is this a board game?
It's a game.
Oh my God, can we get that? It looks like a dick, but it jizzes on you.
It's bright pink. It's called Jizz, a competitive game where everyone will be pumped to play.
Oh my God. Can we please get that? That sounds kind of fun.
Okay.
Only if it's filled with water, though.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it. I just did two funnies.
Oh my God.
So all that's left is scary. Do you want to read Nunchucks?
I don't care.
You just read that whole Greg thing.
I don't care.
I'm old Greg.
I'll do whatever. I'm old Greg. All right. This is Nunchucks. Michelle Freilich Young had a strange experience with her 2-year-old daughter, submitted to Movie Pilot. Quote, when my daughter was 2, I found her twirling paper tubes.
Paper towel tubes.
Paper towel tubes. Sorry, I can't read. Tied with twine. In the air. I asked her what she was doing. She said she was practicing her nunchucks. I was very confused that she'd have no way of knowing what they were. I asked her what she meant, and she said that Adam had told her how to make them and showed her each night how to use them. She went on to say that Adam told her to practice because she may need to know how to defend herself one day. I almost freaked out, but asked her what Adam looked like. She said he was tall, blonde, and had blue eyes. She said, Mommy, you know how he looks. You know him. He died of a headache. I had to leave the room. You see, 4 months before she was born, my tall, blonde, blue-eyed, martial arts pro friend had died of a brain aneurysm at the age of 27. She has not spoken of him since that day, so I'm not sure if I scared her with my reaction or if she had completed her lessons.
I want to do an episode on, like, child, past life, remembering
things. Well, we have to get your daughter involved.
No.
Why?
She hasn't said
I'm sure she'd be like,
in my past life, I used to be a Bratz doll.
Yeah.
In my past life, my parents were rich.
I don't understand what this life is that I'm in right now.
Okay.
Are you in a book club?
I am in a book club.
Do you read?
No, God, no. Yes, I read.
God damn it, Tamara.
Yes, I read.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
The fuck?
We literally traded books. Me and you.
Yeah, but like, I didn't think you like read other books. I thought those were just like books that we have in common. I didn't think you were cheating on me with other books.
The first book, I couldn't finish. It was not my type. But then the second book was literally The Silent Patient. And I was like, well, I've already read this. So I'm listening to it now. And I have the book to give back to you.
And then I have to give it back to my sister-in-law.
I like how books move around like that.
I do too. She gave me like so many other books. And now I'm just like, I can't read.
Oh, well, you can share with me.
Well, no, I have a whole stack. So right now she gave me, I did put off reading your two books. But I want to read this one because it's spooky. And we're in spooky season. And then once I'm done with that, I'm going to read the two books you gave me. And then I'm going to jump back to the two other books that she gave me. And I'm stressed.
I have five books. So sorry.
It takes me 6 months to read one of them.
What a difficult life.
I just miss when I had all this free time.
What has changed in your life?
This podcast.
Oh, okay. That's true, yeah.
I don't have any free time anymore. Okay. Well, I do, but I feel guilty.
All right, so I'm going to go with scary. It's called The Chair.
Ooh, furniture. Furniture shopping.
The short tale starts...
Oh, hold on. Lulu's having an affliction. She's been possessed by the ghost of Greg.
I'm old Greg.
Okay, you're all right. Breathe. Carry on, sorry. The chair.
The short tale starts benignly enough with a friendly seeming ghost playing with children. But when you learn the origins of this ghost and just why the ghost is moving the object around the room, it quickly gets a lot creepier. Submitted via Reddit by Scoop Whoop.
Scoop Whoop!
When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard, but our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her mother. Why the fuck would you call her mother? That's so scary.
Because they're evil.
Because she seemed kind and nurturing. That's so creepy. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the home's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch the chair forward across the room toward us. What are you looking at? You're scaring me.
No, I'm just watching our ghost thing. Switched the sensitivity to high and it still isn't reading anything. Okay. So I think our ghost is gone.
Yes.
It's kind of lame.
So whenever they were preoccupied, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Yeah. Years later, long after we'd move out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed.
Ugh.
Then she hung herself. The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was the old wooden chair, placed exactly in the center of the room. Do you want to do one more?
Sure.
And then...
You could just read that one.
Okay. Unless you have a really scary one that you want to read on yours. I'm just going through. I don't even know what these are about.
God, I forgot. We didn't even read any of my scary ones. No, it's okay. I'll do this because it's right there. The Ghost at Home. And one of my favorite Sorry, I thought that was the ghost. It's just my sister. I have to leave my volume on so we can hear fucking Fred talk to us. Oh. It's Gmail. Yeah, no. You're not. Yours isn't even on anymore.
My open enrollment period is
better than Papa John's. It's what mine always is. Okay, the ghost at home. And one of my favorite, I did it again. Short and ghost are too similar. It's not fair. And one of my favorite short ghost stories, a man thinks that he loses his phone and someone is playing a trick on him. Turns out there is someone playing with him, but it's a ghoul rather than a person. Oh, this is just the summary of the story. And I already fucked it up. Submitted via Reddit by BuzzFeed. Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch an opening act at a local bar's music night. After a few drinks, I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked the table we were sitting at, the bar, the bathrooms, and after no luck, I used my friend's phone to call mine. After two rings, someone answered, gave out a low, raspy giggle, and hung up. Was that a low, raspy giggle?
I guess, yeah.
Or is it more like that? They didn't answer again. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. I found my phone laying on my nightstand right where I left it.
Who answered his phone?
I almost just said, who was phone? It's a whole nother creepypasta fucking bit.
So, the last thing I wanted to ask you was what your ghost story was.
My personal ghost story?
Yes.
It's pretty short.
Okay.
Really?
No, I already told my ghost story.
I really want to tell my sister-in-law's ghost story, too, because she just told it to me a couple days ago, but I don't know for sure if she wants me to tell.
Why don't you text her right now?
Like, right this second.
Yeah.
What if I, like, fucking remember it wrong? I just don't want to fuck it up, because it is really spooky. Spooky, fucking ooky. Ugh. Okay. My ghost story is when I lived in Michigan, we lived in this house that had like a cellar door kind of thing, like outside the property, where like in most places it like led into the basement, but it was like bricked off. So the cellar door thing, do you know
what I'm picturing? Like when you have like a hurricane, not a hurricane, a tornado, and they go running and grab the
kind
two
of
doors.
Yes, kind of. And then like you can go into the basement or whatever, but like I think it was like bricked off or something, like we couldn't get into the basement from there, but the doors were still there and there was just stairs. And I remember it was like right outside of like our dining room window, and I remember seeing someone, like a woman, walk past that dining room window and go down those stairs. And I was just like, what the fuck? That was weird. And I like walked around and like nobody was there and there was nowhere for them to go because it didn't have access to our basement. And I had seen that a couple times. Like it was a woman and she was obviously going down, like down the stairs. It wasn't like walking, like using our fucking like yard as a cut through to get to the bar. She was going down.
That's gross, and it gave me chills.
Sorry. Now, I hope my siblings listen to this and have their own thoughts, because that house was kind of spooky ooky.
What about that mental asylum?
I've been there several times. I don't know if it's actually haunted, but it was super fun. It's, should I say what it actually is?
Yeah.
Well, what if I get arrested?
I mean, it's not there anymore. It got torn down and like
rebuilt. No, it's there. It's there.
Oh, they just put stuff like around it?
No, they like renovated it and just like put businesses into like half of it. And then the other half is still original, but they're trying to like revamp it. But there is a, like, it was an abandoned state hospital where I grew up, and it was used originally as like it was a sanatorium, and then it was also like a tuberculosis mm-hmm. ward, and like a shitload of people were dying there, and it closed in like the 80s or 90s. When I was growing up, all of my friends and I would basically find any fucking window or door that we could break in just to like go and explore because we were just fucking useless punks. And my God, I have, oh, it was so scary. And I don't know how we're not dead from like asbestos.
Oh my God.
But I remember there was one time that we went there. And I remember my boyfriend at the time took fucking pictures on his camera. I never saw those pictures. I don't know if he lost the camera or whatever, but we were exploring. We went down these one stairs and then down to like this, like, it was like this basement level where it was just concrete walls, dirt floor type of shit. And there were like little, it was almost like animal pens, kind of like brick walls,
uh-huh,
and dirt floor. And in one of them, we rounded the corner and there was just a couple black trash bags. And we like opened up the fucking trash bags. And I swear to fucking God, it looked like rotten meat inside of the fucking trash bags. And, you know, that's a pretty modern invention, trash bag. I don't know. But like, why was there meat in it? I don't know.
What did it smell like?
I didn't smell anything. Because we had the masks on and shit like that. Okay. Like, I don't know. It probably wasn't anything, but like, I don't know. That's weird though. Why was it down there? What was it? And it looked meaty.
Was it a leg?
I thought it was a leg. When I fucking saw it, it was the shape of a leg. It was the length of a leg.
Oh my God. That's, it was so creepy.
I'm not even, and my boyfriend at the time took a fucking picture of it. I've never seen that picture. And then we were like exploring the rest of the place. We like went upstairs and like, yeah, like this part, it could just be fucking teenagers. We went upstairs. There was a dead bird. It was, there are broken windows everywhere. There's probably dead birds all over the place. There was like splattered blood everywhere. It could have just been fucking like red corn syrup because kids are kids. And it was like the perfect place to take pictures for your band's album. You know what I mean?
Or your MySpace.
Yeah, exactly. But God, it was like so cool, so spooky. And they like, they're like renovating it. And now like, I think half of the state hospital now is like, they've got some restaurants, they've got some other businesses in there. And then the other half, they're just trying to, I don't know, renovate so that they can start fucking leasing it out. But I took my husband up there when we went to visit and he just absolutely fucking loved the place. And the cool thing is, another way that you could get in, I don't know if you still can, is they had these like, they're like kind of like, they're not water towers, but they're like a tunnels that you can get in.
So different than a tower.
Well, you have to like climb up. It's kind of like, I don't know what they're called. They're like these giant concrete masses and you can climb up and there's a little hole in the middle of the ladder that goes down and it accesses a whole bunch of tunnels because that's, I guess, how they moved patients and bodies and stuff like that. And that's like another way that you can get around. And they're still there.
So did you and Matt like go inside? Did y'all break in? Oh God,
no. Oh, no. Okay. No. We're grown-ups now.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to get arrested as adults. You get arrested as a 13-year-old, you just get a pat on the head. But you get arrested as a 25-year-old, going to jail.
You are not 25.
Well, I was when I went there, probably. Okay. I don't remember how long ago it was, but I was definitely of age. What you got, bitch?
Nothing. I don't have any scary stories except for...
I thought you were going to talk to your mom about some ghost stories.
She does not care about ghost stories.
Well, that's disappointing.
Everything she says is, Samara, there are ghosts everywhere. So many people have died. There's ghosts everywhere.
It's not, I mean, scary. There are, but like a lot of ghosts don't bug people.
Yeah.
But it's cool when you see them. Have you ever seen anything?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. No, not at all. And
damn.
I'm kind of okay with that. Staying that way forever. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our Halloween special. Have an awesome Halloween.
Let's just remember to get fucking spooky ooky with it.
we know that life is busy and work is annoying and just life is chaotic, but like October is meant to be fucking fun and exciting and give you the chilly willies and just fucking, as much as I hate pumpkin spice, spark up that fucking pumpkin candle. Drink that PSL, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, go just do something haunted, drive around and look at hopefully decorations.
Hopefully where you're from is a lot cooler than where we are. Yeah. Where our last cold front was 60 degrees.
That was really cool, though.
It felt great. Yeah. I posted about it. I was just like, oh my God, fall is here. But enjoy the goddamn season because it goes so fucking fast. And then Christmas is right around the corner and we're all going to be screwed for the rest of the year.
Thanksgiving is next month. How does that make you
shut
feel?
Up. Shut up. I'm not fucking ready. I'm not fucking ready. And this is what I had to complain about. I had all my notes all written out about season is here.
Oh, God. All right.
They're here, Tamara. They've arrived. The aliens are upon us. And they want cottage cheese.
Oh, my God. I love cottage cheese. You got me hooked on cottage cheese. You know that?
I did?
Yeah.
I fucking love
4% cottage
cheese. 4% large curd. 4% large curd. Sadly, I only sell small curd. Am I?
So at freaking Fresh Market, that's I all know. They sell.
It's bullshit. There is a boycott on... Sorry, I'm not going to...
No, there's a boycott.
We're not going to talk about the large curd conspiracy. Fucking love large curd, and I still think that the Winn-Dixie brand large curd is where it's at.
Yeah, no, I've
tried the large curd of every name brand.
I always go with the store brand. Yeah. They're always so much better.
They are.
All right. That is that.
Carve your pumpkins, eat your cottage cheese, drink your pumpkin spice lattes.
Put a baby in a pumpkin,
please. God damn it, send us your ghost stories. FearfulFriendsPodcast@gmail.com. God damn it, people.
She's very passionate. Please.
Talking to you, sister-in-law. I know you're listening.
All right. Thank you for listening. Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye. Bye.